Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning, our guest on Local Focus this morning, one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, Ronnie Pepper. Good morning, Ronnie Pepper.
Good morning,
Mark. How are you, sir?
Hey, I am wonderful. Blessed.
And here you are again. We were just talking just a little while ago. I said, you just don't see Ronnie Pepper where there's not a smile on his face, where he's not in a good mood, and doesn't have something real good to say about somebody or something.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's just a blessing.
So thank you for your energy. Thank you for the good, positive energy that you bring to our community.
Well, thank you. And it doesn't come from me. It comes from inside me and from above.
Well, there you go. There you go. Hey, this morning we got we want to talk about the Martin Luther King Jr. Unity Breakfast coming up. Talk to
yes,
us about
indeed.
That, Ronnie.
It's coming up January the 20th at Blue Ridge Community College.
Mm-hmm.
Doors open at 8 o'clock. Breakfast starts at 8:30, and the breakfast is being catered by Bojangles.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
very
indeed.
Nice.
And the breakfast this year was sponsored by Family Medical.
How about that?
Yes, indeed. Oh,
how about that?
And so you talk about good things.
Yeah.
There's good things happening all over. You just don't know.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
So we just want to give them a shout out and want to thank them and all the wonderful staff that works over there. I mean, they do wonderful work.
And Ronnie, I was just looking at this. I was trying to remember how long this has been happening. This is the 20th year, right?
This is the 20th year.
I remember the very first one.
Okay. Yeah. I used to drive the bus. We used to shuttle back from when the cafeteria was next to the library.
Yes, I did.
I used to shuttle people from there to the Bo Thomas Auditorium.
Right. How about that? So tell us what's going to happen this year for the Unity Breakfast.
Basically, it's the same format. We try to keep it simple. We want to have a place where people can come together, can socialize, get to meet individuals from different walks of life and just celebrate Dr. King and those individuals that are doing his work and have that positive outlook on the world and our community.
And we'll have a speaker. We'll have a keynote speaker.
We have
this
a
year.
Speaker, Dr. Lattimore. He's a professor down at the Hood Theological Seminary. And so he's going to give the message. And I guess the theme this year is intelligence plus character. That's the true goal of education. And one of the things that we want to also talk about is we want to highlight the Ninth Avenue School. It was doing segregation.
Right.
We wanted to highlight that.
Okay.
And so what we have in store, we're working on it.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll have the annuals, some copies of the annuals on the table.
From the Ninth Avenue School.
So we're hoping some of the people that went there will be there, and we can share those with individuals that may not have a concept of what it was like during segregation. You know, we hear all the bad things, but this way they can talk about the positive things that those students and those alumni remember.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely.
And also we're going to have students from the Hendersonville Middle that's going to give their interpretation, how they feel going to a school that was segregated, but yet in the halls. You know, they've got that history.
Yeah.
And we don't want that history to be lost.
And what an interesting thing, too, to have those kids, because I grew up and segregation was certainly in the memory. I mean, it was close enough that it was in the memory of a lot of people. Not that it's not, but kids growing up today, it's just further along. They can't imagine
exactly
what that there was ever something called segregation.
Exactly.
So to be able to have these kids and maybe find out their interpretation. So thank goodness they're being told about it.
Exactly. And also, you know, we have our own. You know, we hear probably different stories about segregation.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are some bad, but there's also some good.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids get the opportunity to ask people and not read it in a book, because a lot of things are not read.
Absolutely. Or written.
And individuals can talk about from their perspective. And you got to realize everybody has a different perspective of things. And it's not until we are able to listen and hear those perspectives that we get the true feeling and emotions that are there.
I want to remind folks, we're talking with Ronnie Pepper. The Martin Luther King Jr. Unity Breakfast is coming up on Monday, January the 20th. We're going to tell folks how you can get tickets and how you can be a part of this. But Ronnie, tell us a little bit. Again, this is the 20th anniversary, the 20th
yes.
year for the Unity Breakfast. Tell us what this Unity Breakfast means for our community.
It gives an opportunity for people to come together,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, thus the word unity.
Unity. Come together and not be divided. Look at focus. We always move toward that what we think about.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we don't focus on the positive of our community. We are divided. You know, we don't always think the same. But if me and you sit down and I listen to you and you listen to me, we may not agree. But we'll have that camaraderie
yeah.
to have respect for each other and work toward a common goal.
Yeah.
And that's the only way that we're going to solve the problems is we got to hear each other and work toward that.
And then by celebrating that with our Unity Breakfast, we're celebrating the things that make us alike
versus the
things that make us unlike.
Exactly.
And there are plenty of things that make us alike.
That's exactly right. We all get old. We all like breakfast.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
We all have the opportunity to have joy in our lives,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And that's what we want to hear, and that's what we want to focus on.
I will tell you that I used to love going to the Unity Breakfast. When I took over the morning show, that stopped me from being able to go to the breakfast, but we love sending people there. And we want to remind folks also, tell us how we can get tickets and how our listeners and folks here in the community can join the Unity Breakfast.
Well, the thing about it is we're going to be selling tickets at the door.
Okay.
However, you can go get tickets from the Community Foundation, who's our financial sponsor.
Okay.
And that's on 4th Avenue. You can call them and just go by and pick up tickets there. I've got tickets. We got a few of our community committees that
yeah.
they've got tickets and they're selling them. But just come.
Fantastic.
Just come.
If you want to call and get your tickets in advance, you can call the Community Foundation at 697-6224. 697-6224. Adult tickets are $15. Kids are $5. That's ages 5 through 12. And again, tickets are available at the door. You'll have plenty at the door.
At the door. And you know what I'm going to do before I leave?
What you going to do?
I'm going to give you two tickets and you can give
them
away.
We can give them away?
You can give them away. I'm going to go out here to the car and get them and you can give them away.
We're going to do that. Again, it's the Unity Breakfast coming up on Monday, January 20th. It's at Blue Ridge Community
yes.
College at the Technology Center. Doors open at 8.
Yes.
Breakfast starts at 8:30, provided by Bojangles, and the program starts at 9:15.
And the thing about it is, even if you don't want to come, buy a ticket and support it, and we'll make sure that someone that deserving get those tickets.
So that's a way.
Because there's individuals
support.
That may want to come,
yeah.
but they just don't have the financial means.
Yeah.
You may bless somebody by just buying a ticket and making it available for them.
Fantastic. Ronnie, thank you so much.
And thank you, Mark.
I'm looking
yes,
forward
indeed.
To the next time you come here again, all righty?
And we got to figure a way to get you down to the breakfast
that's,
at one
that's
time.
Right. That's right.
Hey,
I'll have to get somebody to fill in
maybe
for us.
Maybe one year, maybe we can do
we'll do it from there.
From there. Oh, my goodness.
All right, now we're thinking.
That's a possibility.
Now we're thinking.
Hey, there's always a possibility.
There is always.
Yes, indeed.
Ronnie Pepper, as always, thank you so much.
All right.
Again, folks, it's the Martin Luther King Jr. Unity Breakfast coming up on Monday, January the 20th at Blue Ridge Community College. Doors open at 8, breakfast at 8:30. The program starts at 9:15. Intelligence plus character, the goal of true education, featuring keynote speaker Dr. Virgil Lattimore III. Tickets are $15. They'll be at the door. Children's tickets age 5 to 12, only $5. If you'd like to find out more information, you can reach out to the Community Foundation at 697-6224. Once again, the Martin Luther King Jr. Unity Breakfast, Monday, January 20th at Blue Ridge Community College. Local Focus, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here on your community radio station, WTZQ.